The book of Amos. The book of Amos, chapter 4, today. Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Amos, chapter 4, verse 1. Hear this word, you cows of Bashan on Mount Samaria, you women who oppress the poor and crush the needy, and say to your husbands, bring us some drinks. The cows of Bashan were known for being big. You know, they had the best grass. Everything was the best if you happen to be a cow. And God calls the rich women in Israel cows of Bashan. They were spoiled, irresponsible, and selfish. They were fat with sin. And boy, when God insults you, you know you're in trouble. Verse 2, the Sovereign Lord has sworn by his holiness, the time will surely come when you will be taken away with hooks, the last of you with fish hooks. God says, for your punishment, your enemies will capture you, stick a hook through your nose like a fish, and carry you away. Very painful. Israel's enemies will not respect them at all. There will be no rules of war. Verse 3. You will each go straight out through breaks in the wall, and you will be cast out toward Harmon, declares the Lord. They will be cast out. In other words, the enemy will not respect their dead bodies. They will simply throw them aside like litter. Verse 4. Go to Bethel and sin. Go to Gilgal and sin yet more. Bring your sacrifices every morning, your tithes every 3 years. Just go ahead and do it, God is saying. And of course, God is being sarcastic. God hated the sinful behavior of his people, and he hated how they pretended to worship him. 5. Burn leavened bread as a thank offering, and brag about your freewill offerings. Boast about them, you Israelites, for this is what you love to do, declares the Sovereign Lord. He's saying, go ahead. You love your sin? Go ahead and do it. And of course, God does give us a free will. But what we have here in verse 5 is more sarcasm from God. They had been bringing their sacrifices to impress people, not to worship God. They didn't take God seriously. And so he doesn't speak to them in a serious way either. You know, why do that? They don't care anyway. They wouldn't listen anyway. 6. I gave you empty stomachs in every city, and lack of bread in every town, yet you have not returned to me, declares the Lord. And so God had already fired warning shots of judgment at his people, but they did not pay attention. 7. I also withheld rain from you when the harvest was still 3 months away. I sent rain on one town, but withheld it from another. One field had rain, another had none, and dried up. People staggered from town to town for water, but did not get enough to drink. Yet you have not returned to me, declares the Lord. And so God also used bad weather to warn them. But it didn't work. They did not change their ways. Verse 9. Many times I struck your gardens and vineyards. I struck them with blight and mildew. Locusts devoured your fig and olive trees, yet you have not returned to me, declares the Lord. And so God tried diminishing their food supply. He did diminish their food supply. That should have woke them up spiritually. But again, it did not. 10. I sent plagues among you, as I did to Egypt. I killed your young men with the sword, along with your captured horses. I filled your nostrils with the stench of your camps, yet you have not returned to me, declares the Lord. And so as God did in the past to the ungodly Egyptians, he sent disease into Israel, and he sent war, but they didn't repent. Their hearts were hard. God could not reach them. Verse 11, I overthrew some of you, as I overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. You were like a burning stick snatched from the fire, yet you have not returned to me, declares the Lord. And Israel, of course, knew how God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of their wickedness and because they just refused to repent. Well, he did the same to some places in Israel. His patience was running out, but they still did not repent. 12. Therefore, this is what I will do to you, Israel, and because I will do this to you, prepare to meet your God, O Israel. And so God has revealed his anger somewhat, but now he's about to reveal it completely, so they better make peace with him before they die. Death is right around the corner. How gracious God is to warn them. 13. He who forms the mountains, creates the wind, and reveals his thoughts to man, he who turns dawn to darkness and treads the high places of the earth, the Lord God Almighty is his name. And so God finishes up this chapter by reminding them that he can do whatever he wants to do. God is saying that he's in charge of everything. He has the power to destroy everything, including Israel. He can make light darkness if he wants to. In other words, he can turn good times into bad times, and he's getting ready to do that in Israel right here. We'll pick it up in chapter 5 next time. Till then, so long, everyone.